host, a Dominican preach, and today, from Irving, Texas, in the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce, an itinerant preacher. The title of his preaching is, May the Circle Be Unbroken.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came home with his disciples. Again, the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, He's out of his mind. The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said, He's possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons, he drives out demons. Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That's the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder the house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, He has an unclean spirit. His mother and his brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent word to him and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, Your mother and your brothers and your sister are outside looking for you. But he said to them in reply, Who are my mother and my brothers and my sisters? And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, Here are my mother and my brothers and my sisters, for whoever does the will of God is brother and sister and mother. The Gospel of the Lord. They really think that Jesus has finally lost it. He's out of his mind. He's possessed by the prince of demons, they say. Even some of his extended family is beginning to think that maybe he has lost a couple of nuts and bolts along the way. The simple fact is, Jesus is not playing by the sacrosanct rules of the game. Has Jesus ever played by the rules of the game? Jesus wants nothing more than to bring healing to the people of Israel, to help build a world that cares for every human being and for all of creation. But because he continues to enlarge the circle and welcome everyone into this new world, which he calls the reign of God, he's becoming more and more suspect. He's not following the proper rules of the game. In the words of scripture scholar N.T. Wright, the scribes don't like what he's doing because it doesn't fit into their categories. Jesus isn't accredited. He must, therefore, be sidelined. He must be labeled in such a way that people will no longer take him seriously. So the religious leaders have come to this conclusion that Jesus is in the way of their project. And to sell that idea, they have to convince society that Jesus has sold his soul to Satan. You accuse me of being in cahoots with Satan? If a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. Jesus doesn't give up. He continues to do his work, speaking a word of inner and outer freedom. The kingdom of God is coming whether they're ready for it or not. Jesus, of course, hopes that they will open their hearts and welcome this good news of salvation. Witnessing to the gospel is never going to be smooth and pretty, especially in a world that continues to worship money and power, forgetting that God is the giver of all good things. Let us not be naive. The prince of demons is still roaming around the world to this day as well. As Jesus' enemies hurl these false accusations at him, he just keeps doing the work of building a new world based on a model of a family, a circle of equals. who are my mother and brother and sisters? And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, here are my mother and my brother and sisters. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. Very quietly, as powers of evil plot their attack, Jesus chooses a nonviolent response in the face of a violent attack. As the enemy tries to squash this new way of living as brothers and sisters, Jesus responds by simply enlarging the circle. It's curious that the gospel does actually mention that Jesus and his disciples and brothers and sisters are seated in a circle. What a powerful image. As the scribes and Pharisees compete for power, Jesus gathers a group of friends whom he calls sisters and brothers in a wide circle where everyone is welcome. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. May the circle be unbroken. Thank you.